Okay, those who want to, quick preview of Purim, I'll be happy to. It's good for me to review that also. Siman Tuf Resh Peivah Din Tainus Esther. The Mechara Paskins Misanim B'Yudgimel B'Adar. It comes from the Ramah and says V'Tainus Zo Eino Chovah. That this is not, this is a minhag, as opposed to the Arba Taniyos that are Chiyuvim Midrabanan. We're dealing over here with a minhag. So the Mishnah Berurah explains where does the minhag come from? Ki bimei Mordechai ve'Esther nekalu b'yom yudimo b'hadar lehilachem v'alamod al nafsham. Hayutzrichim levakesh rachamim v'tachanunim shiyazrein Hashem l'inakem yaiveihem. U'matzinu kishahayu b'yom milchama hayu mis'anim. Kach lomer v'oseinu. Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom b'yom shenilchamim amalek hayu mis'anim. Im kein bevadai gam bimei Mordechai hayu mis'anim v'oso yom. Lachem nohagu kol Yisrael v'osanos b'yudimo b'adar. V'nikre is tainis Esther. Even though it's nothing to do with Esther per se, kidei gizkor shehashem yitbarach lo eve shomea kodesh beit sarato kasher yitaneh v'yashuv el Hashem v'chol levavo, that Esther also was mitana at a different point in time, but she was mitana, and Kadosh Baruch Hu listened to her k'mo she'asa v'yamim ahem. If I could take it aside, we're living currently in very, very difficult times. Had I said this a year ago, I would have said in Eretz Yisrael we're living in very difficult times. I'm saying it now, say we're living in the world in very, very difficult and unusual times. And the Chora, why is everything happening around us? So at the risk of sounding simplistic, I don't think that you know, Chas v'Shalom, that I have an inner passage to a Kadosh Baruch Hu's mindset. Whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu has instead of a mindset. But certainly one level is that history is running down, clock sort of is running down, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this kufa, which we call Ikvus of the Mashiach, and we have a mission at the end of Sota, that we have a Masoret of Torah Shebal Peh, that which will be brought about by Ikvus of the Mashiach is a situation where people will feel this is in the last Mishnah of Sota, when it describes the Tzaros of Ikvus of the Mashiach. People will come to realization that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be able to help us. And so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu firstly cares about us, because we're the Iker people of the world. And so he started with us, and he tried to teach us that Einon Olismoch Ela Aravim Neshev HaShemayim. But Becholzot, we're still so mech on tanks and soldiers and alone. It's not saying we shouldn't get a Ishtadlus, but we're still so mech on this. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every few days, pulls a rug out from another thing that we happen to be so mech on. Right, with Samechan Sharon, pulls a regal from Sharon. Samechan Merkava, pulls a regal from the Merkava. Samechan these soldiers, pulls a regal from these soldiers. And then he's doing it again, a ripple effect in the world in general. That people who thought that they could be Samechan on, you know, it's, I don't know, on American ethics or American culture or however you want to view it, right? That the world is not so naive that everyone is going to sign, yes, I have, you know, put a check, yes, I'm carrying armaments onto the airplane. People aren't that way. People are sneaky. In other words, even though in America people would check, but not the world aren't Americans, and so Americans begin to realize that not everyone is going to go according to an honor code. But in any case, the problem is that we keep building for ourselves more and more and more walls between us and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we should learn a lesson from what happened by Mordechai and Esther. They also had to fight. But they realized when they fought, Tzrichim levakesh rachamim v'tachanunim, shiazreim Hashem li'nakim e'edeyem. That fighting on is not going to win. That lehefech, if you want to hear who's calling out for Kadosh Baruch Hu, yimach shemam the Arabs, they're calling out to Allah. We're not calling out to Allah, they're calling out to Allah. And if we don't call out to Allah, it just doesn't go. And that's u'kamoshe matzino hayim yom milchama hayim nisanim. And so this is, and I'm not saying necessarily we should go fast every day, but we have to realize that there's something wrong with us, that we're not being Samech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And until we reach a level of Einam Alismoch Alavinu Sheba Shemayim, then there's no guarantee from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that things are going to get any better. He's doing things to bring us closer to Him. He's not doing things that we should ignore Him. Okay, so Tainis Esther is a very, very hush of a Tainis. It's at this point probably it's the most hush of Tainis, because that's a relationship that it's a reflection of the world in which we're living. And it tells us this is what Mordechai and Esther did. They were aftsaras. They were in a sakana, and they had a fight. And they didn't view it as though the battle was won in advance, even if they had the king on their side. They viewed it, Ein lanu lismoch ela al avinu sheva shamayim. Hayutzrichim levakesh rachim v'tachanunim shiyazrem Hashem v'hinokim me'ayaveihem. Derech ha-teva, they had the upper hand. The king was on their side. But derech ha-teva is not enough, unless you bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu in and realize that everything is totally on him. Hakol bidei shamayim. Everything is on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's a very, very chashav v'tainis in terms of thought. However, it's a minhag. And because it's a minhag, we have all sorts of kulos. What are the kulos over here? Yesh lahakel says Ramah le'eit sarach, mu'baros u'meinikos. They don't have to feel any pain at all. If your wife is expecting or she is nursing, she doesn't fast. That's all. That's what we passed it. Mu'baros u'meinikos do not fast. Similarly, afilu rak ko'avei einayim. If you're not sick, but you have pain. So generally, tsar is not enough to get you out of asar b'teves or to get you out of shivasar b'tamos. For that, you have to be sick. You have to be a chola. But over here, pain enough is alone. Tsar alone is enough. However, the tsar should be something objective. Masha'en king, the Ramah point, sorry, the... The Ramah says, that the tsar should be something connected to one's physical health. And so the Mishnah Berurah says, even though you may be difficult, and pain are two different things. Tainus, which is difficult, so rest. A tainus, which you have pain, over here, even though that's not a heter, by other tainus would be a heter over here. In Rav Shurkin's book, Har Ekedem, he quotes another side of the coin as well. And we over here were saying that because Tainus Esther is of a different form, a different nature than the other Tainiyot, it's a minhag and we're mako. He points out that there's an area in which Tainus Esther may be more chomer than other Tainiyot in terms of its staying power. Namely, that since Tainus Esther is not a tzom on churban, but rather it's a tzom of how one lives as a Jew. One lives as a Jew in connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So yitachen that even though we have a masoret that when Mota Mashiach all the taniyot would be mitbatel, the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tainis, that in Mota Mashiach all taniyot would be mitbatel, but we also have a Rambam that in Mota Mashiach Yimei HaPurim will always remain. Yitachen Tainis Esther is very much part and parcel of Yimei HaPurim. It's not Yimei HaPurim only Yud Dalet Tetvav. Yimei HaPurim is Yud Gimel Yud Dalet Tetvav. That even Bimos HaMashiach, Tainis Esther would remain because of the lesson of Tainis Esther that it applies, even having nothing to do with the world of Churban. Simply how to live as a Jew. Okay, that's it. Okay, that's the Musar. Okay, now we'll go on to Halacha. Siman Tav Reish Tadi Dalet. Next Halacha is the Ramah. Yesh Omrim Sheyesh Yiten Kodem Purim. We're moving from Tainis Esther into Purim. Machatzis Min HaMadbeya HaKavua Ba'oso Mokom U'ba'oso Zman. So that's our minhag that we give machatzis hashekel. The makor of the minhag is a Mordechai. Mordechai also is a Musa. Right? So I'll read the Mordechai. Mordechai says, "Lo." Mordechai quotes the Masechta Sofrim. "Lo shehaya goli." Sorry, "Lefi." "Lefi shehaya goli v'yaduof neimisha amar v'haya olam." Shatid haman lishkol aseret alfei kikar kesef, kaminyan kol Yisrael. Vafikaf amar kosh rechul Moshe, sheyakdimu Yisrael lishkol machatzis hashekel, lefneishi yishkol haman, lachen tzrichin Yisrael, lateit shikleihem, etc., etc. This is also a geder hishtadlis. Mitzvahs are a geder hishtadlis. We have no idea. Torah, matzvah yumakne, mitzvos, matzvah yumakne, b'itam. We have no idea how HaKadosh Baruch Hu views a mitzvah in light of the current situation. Okay, one do we give? So the Ramah says that we give Yesh Litno B'Leil Purim Kodem Shemispal Minhag. Our minhag is to give on Leil Purim after Mincha. Before Kriyas HaMegillah, between Mincha and Kriyas HaMegillah, that's when the minhag is giving Machatzis HaShekel. How much do we give? So again, we saw our minhag is 3 machatziyot. In Eretz Yisrael nowadays we have a coin called Machatzis HaShekel. So you go ahead and you take three coins, machse shekel. If you don't have it, the gabbai will tape together three coins, and you'll be zocha and put it back in. But you should be able between now and next Tuesday to find a way of getting three coins of machse shekel and putting them in. You don't need half dollars. Machse shekel is much better. If you come from Sephardic origin, so the Sephardim have a minhag of giving the equivalent of machse shekel, 9.6 grams of silver. How much that comes out to? Nowadays, and when you give it, you say this is zecher lemachas hashekel. Right? We don't have any problem with hektesh over here. Zecher lemachas hashekel. Who is chayav? So, pashas, all of you are chayav. Ein chayav gidno rak mishu ben esrim shana gemala, says the Rama. The Mishnah Berura says that's why Avadi Bar Tanura's shita. Tosas Yontif holds mi ben yud gimel ulemala. The Chorus of Machlokes in terms of. When the Torah says that the Machas Shekel was given, say Yidnu Kola Over Up the Kudim Yiben Asim Shana Velamala, was that only the first original Machas Shekel? Or was that every year where they brought Machas Shekel for Lechapra Nashal Seika, for the Korbanos, did it remain above 20 pounds? Machokes Aposkin. So our minhag is to even those who are younger, and again, those of you who have children, Hamina Gulitain Akilu Ba'agbanav Hakatanim, those of you who have pregnant wives, Isha Muberet Ba'ad Vlada, that everyone needs kapara nafshe secha. Okay, so, and once you begin, that's it. Right? It's like the first time you shave. Kol katan sheyiskel laviv gishkol al yado, shuv eino posei. Once you begin, you're lost. So it's good to begin and take care of your whole family as a kapara. What purpose is this money supposed to go for? So the Shulchan Aruch brings it in Din Ma'os Purim La'aniyah. The Shulchan Aruch brings the Ramah over here is within the context of Matanas Le'avyonim. It should go to poor people. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it should go for Bedek Habayit. That's what the Machatzis HaShekel went for Bedek Habayit, for the Beis HaMikdash. And so over here, it's fair to use the money for to buy Sfar, sort for the Beis Medrash or whatever else we may need. Near Tumit, etc. So in any case, you could have two boxes. One of them give to Tzedaka, one of them give to the yeshiva. That doesn't go to me. There's a tshuva Ravadia. He has it in Yechana Das. You can also use it for Tamidi Chachamim. You can give the money for learning because it's the purpose of a Chapra Nasha Sefer. That Korbanos Machaper, Talmud Torah is Machaper. It's as far. I didn't see it anywhere else. Okay, then we move over into Purim. Okay, we did Tanis Esther, Machas HaShekel. Let's move into Purim. Purim, we read the Megillah. Siman Tav Resh Pechet. Where do we read the Megillah? What day do we read the Megillah? So Siman Tav Resh Pechet. Sifalach Prachem Amukafim Chomos Yeshua Ben Nun. Afilu Ein Mukafim Achshav Korin V'Tesvap. And then in Siv Gimel Kfarim. Ayarot HaGedolot. Kfarim Sheinam Mukafim Choma Yimos Yeshua Ben Nun. Karim B'Yudal. Okay, so the question is, how do we define a krach hamukat koma? How do we define rechov duvdavani? In other words, are you part of the krach hamukat koma? So in these days it says that the krach hamukat koma v'chein kfarim hanirim imahem afilu einam smuchim or smuchim afilu einam nirim. That samach v'nira, those are the criteria to the krach hamukat koma. The question is, how do we define samach? I mean, clearly Yerushalayim was a krach hamukaf choma. And even though it's no longer mukaf, it's still considered to be krach hamukaf choma. But how close you have to be to the Yerushalayim that was mukaf choma to be called samach? That's a machlokes achronim. There are achronim who hold that samach is only that which is within a meal of the choma. And that's the shita of Rav Tikhashinsky, the author of the Luach Eretz Yisrael and the Sefer Ir HaKodesh V'Hamikdash, and the Aderes, Rav Hook's father-in-law, paskin that way, and Rosh Mumi Salant paskin that way. That was Rav Tikhashinsky's father-in-law. And so what they did was measured from the choma. The outer choma of Yerushalayim was the choma hashlishis. The choma hashlishis, you can see remnants of it in Migrash Harusim, and in front of the American consulate, right? You have the choma. You look down. You look down to see the choma. The excavation of the choma hashlishis. And from there, he measured out a meal, and that came to the old Shaarei Tzedek Hospital, to Rehov Yesher HaChayim, that was named after Tikhashinsky. And up to there, in other words, from the old city to there, you read on Tesvav, that's Samach V'Nira, and beyond that, you read on Yud Dalet. And so there is such a Deya. However, the Deya of most Achronim is that as long as there is a retzeth, as long as there is a continuity of buildings, then it's all Dalet Amos, it's all considered to be one city, like in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, and only were there to be an area of some 141 Amos and a third, that would be a break, that already would be non-samach. So in Yerushalayim, the question is Ramot. Ramot is such a situation where you have Nir'eh, but not samach. You have a long break. When do you read on Ramot? Harnof used to be in that situation because first they built Harnof, and then only after they built Harnof did they fill in the buildings between Givat Sha'ul and Harnof. So originally when they built Harnof, that was a question when to read. But once they had the Retzeth, now everyone in Harnof reads on Tetzvah because it's a Retzeth. You're also by a Tagan. It's all a Retzeth. It's all, even though you have in front of you this beautiful highway and valley, but if you come around, you know, it's from the side, you'll have a Retzeth this way and this way, etc., all around. And so the bottom line is that that we read here in the yeshiva on Tesvav with a bracha. Not aware of anyone who reads on Daf Yudala, but if you want to read on Yudala in Yerushalayim, there is a minyan by the old Tachanan Merkazit. There's a little shul over there that was Rav Tikhachinsky shul, and they still read there on Yudala with a bracha. What if you travel? What if you travel back and forth? So that's over here. Sif Hey. Ben Ir Shalach L'Krach, or Ben Krach Shalach L'Ir. The Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha says Sif Zeh Rabu Peiro Sav Ma'od Ayin Kri Magodim Shara Koronim Hataki Mishnah Brura Rakshitas Rashi Vezeh Bekitcha Nimratz Ulamaisen Mevakesh Miyakari Lo Yismoch Olay Lo Yambracha, etc., etc. It's a very complicated sugya, so I'll just try and distill it as much as possible, and that is as follows: that we currently are Bnei Krach, right? That's our status. We're Bnei Krach. How do we turn into a Ben Ir, a Parus Ben Yomo? So the time, which according to all Rishonim is the Iker time, is Alos HaShachar of Yudalad. Next Tuesday morning at daybreak, at dawn. That's the Iker time. Everyone agrees with that. But the question is, what does it mean that's the Iker time? That's the Machlokes Rishonim. Does it go after where I am physically at that moment, at Alos HaShachar next Tuesday morning? That's the Shita of Rashi, that's brought over here in Mishnah Brura, the Baal HaMor, Magid Mishnah, the Taz, and Rav Tikhachinsky passed in that way, or does it go after where I planned to be on Alos HaShachar of Yudalad when Yudalad began? Namely, on Tuesday night, at Tzeisa Kochavim, where do I plan to be on Wednesday morning? That's the Shita of the Rif, the Ramban, the Raivin, and the Chazonish passed in that way. So Nachmin is as follows. Let's say that you were to go to Keren B'Yavne, and your plan was to stay overnight in Keren B'Yavne and to come back sometime on Wednesday afternoon to Yerushalayim. And then you're there at night, and someone says, I'm driving back to Yerushalayim, you want a lift? And you say, sure. So the moment you said sure, so now, at this point, when you come back to Yerushalayim, you put yourself smack in this Machlokes Achronim, Rishonim. Namely, that according to Rashi, since you're back in Yerushalayim on Alos HaShachar of Wednesday, so you're a Yerushalmi, you were never a Parus Ben Yomo. You had to be in Keren B'Yavne on Wednesday morning to be a Parus Ben Yomo. However, according to the Chazonish, according to the Rif, the fact that when Purim entered, you thought of being in Keren B'Yavne on Wednesday morning, then you're stuck even in Yerushalayim to have to read Megillah, Sudas Purim, Shalach Manos. It's a package deal. Have the whole Purim, the whole Kinnan Kabudel, you have to make. So don't put yourselves in this situation. If you're going, go. And if you're staying, stay. Right? In other words, don't put yourself in a situation where you think of staying and then you come back in the middle. So you could have a person who will have two Purims. Namely, you can be a Parus Ben Yomo. As long as you're in Shalavim or in Keren B'Yavne on Wednesday morning at daybreak, you're a Parus Ben Yomo. You'll hear Megillah there on Tuesday night. You'll hear Megillah there Wednesday morning. You'll have a Suda and Mishloach Manos and Mishloach Yonim. When you come back to Yerushalayim, then you're back to being a Ben Krach, and you'll have a second Purim. It would be Kedai that the second Purim that you have, not to lay Megillah with a Bracha, but rather to hear someone else's Bracha, because there are poskim that you can't have two Purim, so you only have one. But most poskim say you can, but it's just a Brachos. It's better to hear the Brachos from someone else if you already had a Purim outside of Yerushalayim. theoretically, you could also lose Purim altogether, like going against the international date line, right? You could lose a day. You could lose Purim altogether by being in Yerushalayim on Tuesday night and Wednesday, and Wednesday afternoon traveling to traveling to Tel Aviv, and then you're no longer your mafkia, your status of krach. If you leave for Tel Aviv on Yud Daled after Alos HaShachar, as long as you stay in Tel Aviv until Tesvav in the morning, right? To leave on Wednesday afternoon, stay through Tesvav. The question is, can you lose it? That's the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, I don't remember the language, but it's quite, you don't know how to read the Yerushalmi. Do you read it as a statement? Or could you really lose Purim altogether? Right? Or it could be a question. It's unclear whether it's a statement or a question. There was one university professor, I will not mention his name, I think he's off the wall, who decided that since Purim he didn't like, so he used to do that. He used to just be mafkia his Purim in that manner. So that's, yes?
If there is
Yudalad
Avos or
Tesla Avos? The Iker, to be a Parath in Yamo is Yudalad Avos, to be a Ben Krach in Yamo is Tesla Avos. I'm talking about for us. We're here. We're basically currently defined as B'nai Krach, so the Yikra for us would be Yudalad in the morning, where we are in terms of, are we having Yudalad? Yes?
Regarding the issues of Das, how is it that the Das changes? You could have initially had Das, but now your Das is no longer.
Yeah, but you have to be defined. So we're saying the point of definition, according to Day of Das, the point of definition as to whether you're a Parus or a Mukaf is when Purim enters. However, the point of fixing it is what you, you know, is where you plan to be in the morning. You know, it's a combination that defines you as already a parus. So once you're defined, even if you go back, you still have to keep the dinim in both directions. Okay. Another question is in terms of a women's Megillah reading by women, right? Kriyas Megillah for women. So Taf Reish Pei Tet. Hakol chayavim b'kriyasa anoshim noshim geirim avodim shofarim etc. Ay, it's a mitzvah saseh she'as not grama, but over here clearly akein hayu v'oso hanes anoshim noshim v'taf. We were all included in the gzeira of Achashverosh. The Mishnah Berurah says therefore since women are chayav, they could either hear in their house or in shul. However, in his time in shul, it was hard to hear the kriya, so he said the house. But it's not hard to hear the kriya, Pasha says should be in shul. We have a din of Barov Am Hadras Mela, just like by men. They should hear Megillah in the place which is shul. The Mishnah Berurah over here, Tafri Sadi Samach Beis, that even if you have a minyan, so Pasha says men should go Barovam, women should also go Barovam, as long as they be able to hear the Megillah. If they can't get the shul for various reasons, so then there should still be a persimonisa of women. Namely, says there should be a tzibur of women, and in the tzibur of women, then bracha should be made before and after. That's barer. Everyone agrees. The question is, who reads the Megillah? So the message. What? Ten is considered to be a tzibur. It's not a din of a tzibur in terms of davar shebikdusha. It's a tzibur in terms of pirsa menisa. So in terms of who reads the Megillah, the Ramah says v'yesh omrim div isha kora la'atzma, right, that the woman, in other words, the woman certainly can read for herself. The question is as to what bracha she makes. That there is a day of the Bahag that when a woman makes a bracha, she's reading for herself, she makes a bracha, lishmoa Megillah, as opposed to likro Megillah. So that's what the Ramah paskins. Im isha kora la'atzma mevarechet lishmoa Megillah. The Mishnah Berurah changes the language a little bit. Asher kishan sabat sivanu, lishmoa mikra Megillah. There is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham holds that since, according to the, if we learn like the Bahag, why does a woman make a bracha lishmoa Megillah? because she is not chayevet in kriya, but she's chayevet in shmi'a. So Magen Avraham says, therefore, if she's not mechuyevet in kriya, she should have a man read, and she should be shomav. Magen Avraham mitzarei delotik relax makral rak tishma mei anashim. And so the Mishnah Berurah says, makes a pshara. He says as follows, that if there's someone, a man, to read for her, so it's better the man reads for her, and she'll be yotzei with his kriya and her shmiya. Right? That she would be yotzei her shmiya via his kriya. If there's no man to read for her, and ein la mishi yikra lafaneha, tikra hi atzma b'megila k'shera, and then she makes the bracha on lishmoa. Can a woman be motzi a man? So no, yeshomrim da hanashim ena motzias as hanashim, because yitachin, they're two different chiyuvim. This is a chiyuv of lishmoa, this is a chiyuv of likro. Can a woman be motzi another woman? So the Magen Avraham, Lishitato, says certainly no. A woman, according to Magen Avraham, shouldn't be motzi herself. Kavachamish shouldn't be motzi another woman. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says yes, a woman can be motzi another woman. However, even though theoretically it's that way, the Charitzim points out, Avolonashim Rabos Ein Ha'isha Motzian Dezila Behu Milsa, whatever that may mean. And so the question of having a woman read for a community of women all revolves around this Shar Hatzion, Sitkotan Tesvav, Avol Nashim Rabos, Ein Ha'isha Motzian, Dezila Behu Milsa. And again, whatever that means, I don't know what it means, but I do know that Rav Soloveitchik was very machted that a woman should not read Megillah for other women. For whatever reasons, I've read all the various articles. Okay, yes?
I guess what we should do is show her and have her man read for her, and that way you can come to the woman. Does that mean that when the man is high, the kriya, he hasn't done it yet?
Or even no.
He has fulfilled his kriya.
He's already fulfilled his kriya, but then if he already fulfilled his kriya, because then her mitzvah is only lishmoa. Her mitzvah is lishmoa, according to the Magen Avraham, a kriya of someone who's chayev in kriya. Lishmoa mikra. Yeah, it's still mikra. In other words, so that's the din of Arvus. So he is saying his kriya over in order to allow her to be yosei a din of shmiya. But if he was already mevarech, so then she should make the bracha of lishmoa. Okay, in terms of Kriyas Megillah itself, Siman Tafresh Tzadi, the Iker is that if the Gimel Tzarech Grosa Kula Umito Chaktav. In terms of Kula, Mishnah Berurah Paskins Huli Ikuva. The Das Rav Poskim Afilu and Piser Mimena Rakteva Achas Lo Yotza. That a person has to concentrate on every word. If he misses one word, Lo Yotza. In terms of Mito Chaktav, over here we have a lechatchila and a bidyeh. Lechatchila, one should hear everything mitoch haktav. However, if a person fills in ba'al peh, the mute of the Megillah, then he is yotze v'kriya bidyeh. That could either be that the Megillah that he has in front of him is missing words, or he missed a word because of the noise in shul, etc. So the Mishnah Berurah said So l'chatchila, a person, if he has a Megillah share in front of him, he can be mekayim both l'chatchilas, namely to read it all and mitoch haktav. Otherwise, the ideal is to have a chumash in front of him. So if he misses a word, he'll fill it in from the chumash. Filling it in from the chumash is the equivalent of baal peh. So we still be yotzei b'diavad. To the kriya b'di'evan, he won't have to repeat himself. So Mishnah Berurah brings this halacha in the beginning of Siman Tafresh Tzadi, where we're dealing with the din of a Megillah missing words, and at the end of Siman Tafresh Tzadi, where he's talking about the minhag of making noise. How important it is to make noise when Haman's name is mentioned. So the Mishnah Berurah, so the Ramah says, "Ein levatal shum minhag, o lil ogalav, ki lo lachinam hukvu." He views it as a minhag Yisrael that should be followed. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that it was a machokes achronim at one point. A maharil lo hayachoshesh lahakos haman. Lo hayachoshesh means he did. It was makir haman. The hagon yavitz chosev al aviv hachacham tzvi hayamakir verokei veraglo. The sandalo. The prima gadim said yatzas svar behef seidam. So in order to get around the prima gadim, what was yatzas svar behef seidam? It's quoted a bilbul. So there should be machot without a bilbul. So every should be It should be the b'shiur. B'shiur that one, on one hand, we have the minhag of Shem Rishon Yerkav, and on the other hand, that one should be able to hear the Megillah properly with a sense of continuity, etc. In terms of the other minhagim, the din of reading the four psukim is a minhag. Aseret Bnei Haman, the minhag Eretz Yisrael is that everyone reads first Aseret Bnei Haman, like the Rugged Shaver, and then afterwards the Baal Kore reads it over. And the minhag in the yeshiva, many, is like the Chasam Sofer, that we repeat the two psukim where there is a question in terms of the vavs and the beis, and we said lahashmid laharogu labeid lahashmid vilharogu labeid and vishlo amad bifneihem vishlo amad bifneihem, that we repeat those two psukim according to both nuschaot. Yes. That's a machlokes achronim. The levush used to say Shem Hashem Yirkav. That's what's brought in the Shaar HaTzion. Levush, sorry, it's only different editions. Hevi Amagen Avram Hashem Levush Hayomer Shem Hashem Yirkav Beit Zechira Saman. I was an Isher of Hefset. So it's Minyano Shoyom. Minyano Shoyom may not be considered to be a hefsek. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Akol Poyim Yochol Etzmoch Mizekil Kul Godol," and therefore Tov Shelo Lomar Klal. So the minhag should be that one should use various noisemakers as a poor, you know, shoes better on your feet, and rather than using anything oral. Now it's no booze, no hisses, no etc. That it should be Minyan Yisrael. Minhag Yisrael was, they said the Chafetz Chaim used to stomp his foot when they read Megillah. His son says, and told us Chafetz Chaim. So Chafetz Chaim did. What else? Yeah, also I'll just ask, and this is in all, a bakosh on the Umka Deliba, that there should be no fire powder. no caps, no explosives, no dynamite, no none of that. That Mirtz Hashem, and it's when next year it won't be an intifada, people won't be sensitive, but currently, particularly anyone who unfortunately managed to be close to any of the various piguim, it's something which creates a certain sensitivity, and it brings, I remember the first siren that after the Gulf War, those of you who were here at the time, so it was very, you know, a siren meant you go into a closed room, you put on this frightening gas mask and hope you won't suffocate. And after the war, they didn't have sirens for a while on Leil Shabbat to introduce Shabbos, because it's the same siren. And then after about a month, they decided they're going to go back to the sirens. And when the siren went off, like everyone in the house like looked at one another, you know, like, and then sort of breathed a sigh of relief. But it was this, you know, all of a sudden the adrenaline just began running. And so who had been in terms of any anything that has what's that stuff called, gunpowder in it, to please use at a different occasion, not in my house, not here for Megillah reading. Shoot your wife if you want to, but not you know, it's not in any public area. Okay. I mean, it's a joke. Okay. What else? Yeah, okay. Siman Taf Reish Tadi Beis. Siman Taf Reish Tadi Beis. Hakoreas and Megillah Mavarach Lefanel Shalosh Brachos Al Nikra Megillah Shas and Nisim Shechiyanu Ubayom Pasuns the Machaber Eino Chozer Mavarach Shechiyanu. That's the minhag of Sfardim. However, Yesh Omrim, our minhag, says the Rama, Daaf Hayom Mavarach Shechiyanu, and not only Mavarach Shechiyanu, but one should Bedafka be Mavarach Shechiyanu and have Kavana for all the mitzvos of the day. Manos, Matan Slavyonim, and Suda, as the Mishnah Berurah Paskins and Sifah, Nacham Lachavin, the Birkas Shechianu, Gamal Mishloach Manos, Sudas Purim, Shem Gamkein Mitzvos, and tell that to the Shliach Sibur's Mavarech, and tell it to the people who are listening, Vyachavin Mazel, Birkas Shechianu, Dehayom, Kizmanam, Bayom. Okay. In terms of the mitzvahs of the day, Matanas Levyonim, Siman Tav Reish, Tzadi Dalet, Kol Adam Chayav Liten Lefachos Fei Matanos L'Shnei Aniyim, brings the Mishnah Berurah over here, quotes the language of the Rambam. What is the shear of the Matanos? So Mishnah Berurah says, you can either give Ma'achal Ma'ot, or Matzasiv Ka'et Kama Yeshir HaMatanos, Lushi Aritva Kasa Filu Shtei Prutos, Shira Pruta is a Matana. However, he says that Avol Be'emes Mutav Laharbos Matanos Levyonim, Mi Laharbos Besudasol Mishloach Manot Re'av, She'ein Simcha Gedola Mefo'ara, Elo Sameach Lev Aniyim, Yisomim, Uva Almanos, V'Doma L'Shchina, Shenemar Lahacha Yos Ruach Shfalim, Lahacha Yos Lev Nitkaim, a quote from the Rambam. So, if a person has to make the proper perspective in terms of his resources, he should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be happier if he gives more money to Matanos Levyonim and a little less for the Sudas Kurim. To whom does one give the money? So we have a halacha. Ein medaktikim b'maos purim. Mi sheposhet yado, lito, nos nimlo. And so you give to aniyim, but anyone who claims he's an ani, you give to him. You don't make cheshbonos on purim. In terms of hashkafa, we pass in the same way in terms of tefillah, that a kodesh baruch hu is also kol haposhet yado, nos nimlo. That a kodesh baruch hu views our tefillot on purim as being very, very special tefillos. There are those who know dafka on Purim to daven vasikin, but actually minachan daven vasikin, that the tefillah of Purim should be viewed as kol haposhet yado lito nos nimlo. All sorts of stories, a whole year once came out from Lakewood about all sorts of people who had all sorts of bakosim from Kosh Baruch Hu, and they davened on Purim, and Baruch Hashem kol haposhet yado nos nimlo. Moving over to Mishloach Manos. Mishloach Manos is tough rage. Sadly, hey, if Dalid, Chayav Lishloach L'Chaveiro Shtei Manos Basar of Shnei Minim Ma'achalim, Mishloach Manos Ish L'Reyehu, Shtei Manos L'Ish Echad. A woman is Chayavet in Matanos Levyonim, a woman is Chayavet also in Mishloach Manot, woman to woman. Isha Chayavet, Kuhan Ayu Ba'oso Hanes. As to whether Mishloach means Mishloach Dafka, so the famous Tshuva Binyan Tzion called Mishnah Berurah, that were in this topic in Hevi Ba'atzmu Hamanos Gloria De Shliach Iyotze. Says Mishloach, Laidachre De Shlichus. So those who are makbin, like the Binyan Tzion, but the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe, both in his own country, said that there's no need to dafka to send via third party. You can also Mishloach, you can bring on your own. In terms of Sudas Purim, Tafresh Tzadihei Aleph, Mitzvah Laharbos B'Sudas Purim, U'B'Sudah Achas Iyotzim, it should begin during the day. Chayavinish lebesumi bepuria adro yada vein oror haman lebarach Mordechai. So the Machaber Paskins says the Rama yeshem dein tzorach lishtakir kolkach elo yishte yoser milimudo v'yishan. He gives a patent of how to be mekayim the mitzvah mitoch sheyoshin in yodeya bein oror haman lebarach Mordechai v'yechad hamar v'yechad hamamit ubelvad sheyechavim libo l'shamayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah chen roi lasos. Okay. Mr. Berurah Paskins, the person should try and find time for a little, should drink a little more than he usually drinks and find time to take a short nap. And be yotze in that manner, the din of Hayav Inish Libesume. If one insists on doing it in another matter, so one has to keep in mind the Bir Halacha, the Me'iri and the Chayyada, which I will read. Zeloshan and Me'iri, Chayyav Adam Laharbos, Besimcha, Beyomze, Bachigo, Beshtiya, Achel, Yem, Sarkim, Dabar, Umi, Kom, Makom. However, just mentioned two Talmidim that I was really very, very proud of, each in his own context. One, a number of years ago, was at my house and we had a minyan for mincha, and he was a shliach tzibur, and he davened a mincha of a shliach tzibur back on Yom Kippur. I mean, it was mamish. It was mamish. People were crying and crying from the beauty of his tefillah. He's now Baruch Hashem a Rami in Yeshiva, but he was drunk. He was totally plastic. but it was really beautiful. And it was really, you know, his drunkenness brought out the best in him. And another fellow, which I don't suggest, but he had a little too much to drink, and he insisted on davening Maariv. This was Motzei Purim, and he kept getting caught up on the end of the first. Whenever he got to the end of Hayim Shema, he went back to the Ahavta, and he was crying because he couldn't finish Kriyat Shema. And he really, really cried in the mitzvah. Again, you shouldn't reach such a stage. But what it means is that all he was thinking about is how he could be mekayim a mitzvah in the best possible manner, and it was very difficult for him to be mekayim a mitzvah. So if someone is on that level, fine. I'm not on that level, but you may be on that level. But it should be be'emet a simcha shal mitzvah, and a simcha of getting closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. For those of you who are experts in Zohar, hopefully when you drink, then all the Torah Sasod will come out, and we'll be able to learn from you. But it has to be taken, I think, in the proper context. In terms of Al Hanisim, so the yes.
Do you know that the
Echad
Suda is after
Mincha?
Yeah,
that's...
What if
one
is intending
a Suda
that begins
Shabbos? The Mechavah simply says Suda Achas Yotze. That one Suda is enough. Not at night, it has to be during the day. But one Suda during the day. You want to have it during Shacharis, you can have it during Shacharis. The problem, of course, having it during Shacharis is then you have to still be able to get in a Mincha. I mean, a Mincha that you can daven. In other words, the beauty of having it later is that Maariv could only daven a little later.
The
Suda could begin in the morning. I mean, you know, when you begin eating in the morning, you should have kavana that everything you're eating is l'shem Suda's Purim. Who knows? Maybe you won't. You know, maybe you could be honest at some point. Wait, at least you got in the Suda's Purim before you had to breakfast. Cheerios. Okay. Halacha says that over Alanisim Birkas Hamazon and Birkas Haaretz in Hiskul Sudas Bayom Mashkar Halayla Omer Alanisim. That's only if you don't daven Maariv, right? And see, if you daven Maariv in the middle of your Suda, so then you can no longer say Alanisim. If you haven't daven Maariv, so then as long as you began during the day, you can continue into the night. What else? Yeah, I just forgot to mention that the Mishnah Berurah points out that one should wear Big Day Shabbos for Kriyas HaMegillah, even at night. That's considered to be covered of Kriyas HaMegillah. Okay, there, that's what we have, yeah? Says that there is a ritva that says a pruta, however the Rambam says this is not an area where you should try to be Yotzei Zayin, but since anyway you're going to be spending money on Purim in terms of yourself, so it's better to spend money on someone else than spend money on yourself. Not in the Mishnah Berurah. I'm just reading Mishnah Berurah. I didn't do anything but read Mishnah Berurah. Okay, Mr. Hashem, we should have Yeshuas and Nechamos ready today, tomorrow, at the Hikdash. And then the Beis Hamikdash, then we'll have to decide, you know, what comes first, Korban Tamei Shel Shachar, Kriyas Megillah. We have also new problems. So.